This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women. Thanks.
Hello, this is your co-host Camila.
And Catherine.
Welcome to another episode of Fireballing Through College.
Fireballing Through
College. Yeah, if you didn't get that from the intro song, that haunts me. Like, I'm not going to lie.
The first time that anyone has made fun of the podcast, I guess because I haven't really been speaking to anybody except you, was Jesus last night. And the fact that he kept on me like, Fireballing Through College. I hate this. Shut up.
My friends have made fun of it too. But you know what? It's
just
fine.
Let us live our best life, okay? Just let us, this is our journey becoming podcasters, okay?
This is our journey. But I mean, thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. Like, we know lots of people starting college or transferring or just returning to school have a lot of anxiety about making friends, which I understand. I think we both understand.
Yeah, absolutely. We were both worried about this as well.
Yeah. And so we thought, what a great subject to make an episode on.
Absolutely. So here we are.
How to make friends.
How to make friends. So we have some pretty solid tips. I definitely think lots of these worked for us and they also didn't work for us.
Yeah. And I know this is like an online version of school. So we got you. We're going to talk about online. So don't worry.
Yeah.
Stay till the end.
some great ideas, y'all.
But also, this is so funny. I'm just going to say from now, I feel like I'm going to be very hypocritical giving advice because I suck at this. I'm like, I'm a very awkward person when it comes to meeting people. So let's just keep
I just
that
want everyone to know that Camila's a liar. She literally says this all the time. She's like, I'm so awkward, guys. I hate having small talk and meeting people.
I hate small
talk. But once
talk.
You meet people, you are so friendly.
I don't know. You guys will judge.
You'll judge. When we all meet everybody who listens to the podcast, you'll understand. You'll agree with me. But anyways, shall we begin? Okay. So the first piece of advice that we have is put yourself out there in the beginning to meet people. Like, if you're a freshman, keep your door open, introduce yourself to literally everyone.
Yeah,
because
it's not
no one
weird.
Knows anyone. It's not weird. It's like the best time to meet people is the first couple weeks of school because everyone's trying to make friends. So everywhere you go, people are like, oh, what is your name? Where are you from? What's your major? Everyone's trying to have small talk because everyone's trying to meet everyone.
It's so funny. I feel like you'll get it memorized in your head. It sounds like a broken CD record where you're like, oh, my name's Camila. I'm from Chile. I'm a neuroscience major, blah, blah, blah. So like, that's exactly what you say to everyone.
It comes out automatically because you've said it so many times. But take advantage of it. It's not weird. Because you'll like be a typical freshman, get to class a few minutes early. You're standing there awkwardly. And there's a few other people who are in there early too. They're probably also freshmen. Just introduce yourself to the people around you. It works like that. You'll make friends.
It does. Yeah. But also, I have a really bad story of introducing myself to people. And this is where the awkwardness begins. So I was in my physics discussion class. It was Friday. And I was very tired because the Thursday before that class, I had gone out with my friends. So I don't know where my head was at the moment, but like I said, I'm usually very awkward and I don't take initiative when it comes to introducing myself to people. But I was in my table with my friend waiting for the class to begin. And this really hot, or at least I thought he was hot, guy sits right next to my friend. And this was the first time I seen him in my physics class because I think he registered later. And like, I just like looked at him the entire class and I was like, wow, this guy's really hot. And I, like I said, I was really tired. Okay. And by the end,
I need to keep you not well slept. So you'll do all of these moves in front of me.
Honestly, maybe that's how it should work. But anyway, I was very tired. And by the end of the class, like he was talking to the professor about how he was behind because he came in late and whatever. And I don't know what came through me, but I was like, hey, so if you're late for the class, like if you want to give me your number, like I can send you the notes for the class. And like this guy looks Camila at me, he was like
slid on that guy so smoothly.
Later on, I came to realize people don't ask for phone numbers in the United States. That's just too much.
You made me realize that 2 days ago when you told me this story.
Yes, Catherine told me 2 days ago. That's not how you.
But you, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. You also have the fact that you're an international student.
I don't think he knew
go
that.
For you. Okay, well, he could have found out if you would have just
anyway, he hit does you up give for me, the notes. He gives me his number, and like I sent him the notes for physics, of course. And then he was like really nice over text. But then, like I said, that was like a one-time thing for me, and I don't know where I had the balls to like talk to him and say that. Wait, no, not the balls, the ovaries. There we go.
Oh,
ovaries. Yep. No balls.
On this podcast, only the ovaries.
So yeah, I don't know what came through me, but then like I saw him again, of course, every day after that when I had physics, but I could not bring myself to talk to him.
Aww.
There was that.
Well, Camila, I think you're awesome. I would want you to send me physics notes too.
Thank you.
But another good story of Catherine Whiteside taking initiative, putting herself out there to meet people is that ended successfully. Is I had the ovaries to just be smooth on one of our greatest friends, Kayla Brock. Yes. Because I saw on Instagram before school started, which I didn't interact with many people. Like this is just like a there were like probably 10 people I followed before I got to school on Instagram. But she liked Modest Mouse. So I saw a match made in heaven right there. And we get to school, we're at a WLP thing in the first couple of days. And she's sitting next to me and I just ask her if she likes Modest Mouse. And then we started chatting. And after that, we are the best of buds.
Yeah. So honestly, take the initiative. It can end sadly like my story did, or it can end good. And make a lovely friendship for like
exactly but at the end of the day, do you really care about the physics guy? It's not like he
no
like,
I don't
exactly
hopefully so he's not listening end. If you are, I'm sorry, and I think you're really hot.
But we just, you know, we turned a blind eye, and then it didn't work out. It worked out.
Next. Oh, you said keeping your door open, and I think that's something really important to do, because that's like the easiest way to make friends like the first week. And I know this is not applicable for now because we're not going back. But honestly, another bad story of how keeping the door open did not end up well for me. So this, like, I think it was like the second week of freshman year. And this girl had, okay, it's honestly, they did not have their door open that night, but they had a white bird outside. And me and my roommate at the time, we were like, oh, why don't we wanted to like meet everyone. So we like ran around the halls, so like to see who we could meet. And we saw the white bird in this girl's room. And so we wrote like, hey, room number, blah, 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 came here. Hi, we would love to meet you, whatever. And then they left like a paper at our door, like inviting us to a cards game. So we went.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that was cute at the beginning. But then you know how this story ends.
I know.
But then we went to the cards game and like we played cards. There was like four girls there. It was really fun. Fast forward to like 3 weeks later.
Oh, this was way more than 3 weeks. This was like months later.
Okay, well, months later, Catherine brings this girl to have dinner with us because she was eating dinner by herself. And she was like, oh, I know her. Let me bring her to the table. And like, I look at her and she's one of the girls I play cards with. And I was like, hey, like, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this girl pretended like she didn't know me. And I hate when people do this. But I was like, oh, yeah, I was at your dorm for that cards game. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, dude, there was like four of us. Like, how are you pretending like you don't remember that I was there? I thought that was so mean and annoying. I don't know. I hated
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And I will continue the story from my point of view. Because so this girl was on a WRGW radio show with me freshman year. And she also lived on the Vern in Summers Hall where we lived, which is totally not the place where people who are freshmen want to be.
Yeah.
But she would consistently complain about living on the Vern every episode that we were on WRGW and talk about how much she hated it, how boring it was, how nobody's friends with each other, blah, 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 blah. And how her and her friend had thrown this super boring card game. And I felt so bad for her because obviously I don't want anybody's experience to be that way. And like we said, like Camila and I are down to literally meet anyone. So I invited her to come sit with Camila and I. And when Camila told me that she was at the card game thing, I felt so upset because Camila is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And if this girl wanted to go clubbing and go out and have fun, the fact that she messed up her relationship with Camila de la Cruz was her first fault. The fact that she just completely neglected to know Camila was a big red flag. So definitely don't make judgments. You know, if you meet someone, develop relationships with them, hit them up. Like, why would you throw a card game party in your room if you never want to see any of those people exactly. again? That makes no sense. And
like, I feel like that happens a lot. Like, people like try to play like uninterested or like, oh, they don't know. And they're like, oh, like, I don't remember where I know you from, or like, I don't know you. And that's just like rude, you know? Like, why?
Rude.
Like, you don't have to pretend like you don't know someone. Like, we both know we know each other. So let's just act how we know we should act, you know? It's just like...
But at the same time, we still made friends. So it isn't the only place. Like, if people in your dorm don't want to leave their doors open, don't be like, oh, I'll never meet anybody. Because exactly. just
there's just other like, ways.
If you see someone walking down the hall, introduce yourself and you know you live down the same hall, you're going to see them 100 times over again. There's a study room, hang out in the study room. If there's a TV room, hang out in the TV room. Just
put don't, yourself like, out there. Yeah, and expose yourself. Like, don't stay stuck up, like, stuck in your room. Just go out
absolutely.
There.
I feel like we touched on this one, but yeah, like we said, introduce yourself. Some good ideas Camila and I came up with if you want to introduce yourself is first, if you see somebody who's in a bunch of your classes, which will probably happen if you're a freshman, or honestly anybody in the same yeah. major, like you just see the same people over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of awkward, but to point out that you've seen someone in a few of your classes, but
like just, I said, don't pretend like you don't see them. Like, you know, and they know, you both know you're in the same class.
Yeah. Just say hi.
And just be like, hey, like if you have the like two classes with the same person, just be like, hey, you're in my blah, blah, blah class. Like, do you want to exchange numbers? Like, that's not weird at all.
Absolutely. And at the beginning of the school year, it's way easier to do that than later. So take advantage of the fact that it's the beginning. And your next advice for meeting was really good.
Always like to compliment people. And like, I think that's just a great way to start conversation. Just be like, oh my God, I love your shirt, or I love your shoes. I don't know, anything.
Yeah, because it will totally spike up a conversation, because then the person will probably also be like, oh my God, like, I love you because you're so yeah, nice and exactly. cool. And then you've made a bud. Also, who doesn't like giving and giving compliments?
I know. I love receiving compliments. I'm like, wow, you noticed me? Thank you. but also, if you're like worried about how to continue the conversation after that, like after you compliment each other and do like a little small talk, you'd be like, oh, hey, by the way, my name is Camila. And then there you go.
There you go. Absolutely. Okay. Beautiful. Another really important one, which I think is totally super important now that we're going online, is joining clubs and or getting a job. Camila loves clubs.
No, I don't. I haven't joined any clubs because I have such a bad experience with, like, the one time I attempted to join a club. And so basically it was freshman year and I went to the org fair. And I talked to this girl that was in a dance club. And like I've said before, I love dancing. So I was like, oh my God, like it would be so fun to join. And she told me to go to their meeting for the club for like new people that want to join. And I went to the meeting. The club was called like K-pop or K-district. Shout out. They're amazing, by the way. But I went to the club meeting. And I soon came to realize it was a K-pop dancing club. which I do not like K-pop. Like, that's not my vibe. Like, I respect you if you do. That's just not me. But it was just very...
I love K-pop, honestly. It's actually totally a vibe. Also, it was in Euphoria. Did you notice that?
Oh, no, I did not notice that.
They played a K-pop song. I was high-key jamming.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know anything about K-pop. And, like, you could tell I was the only one who knew nothing about K-pop. And by the end of the meeting, they played, like, a K-pop trivia game where it was, like, guess the K-pop song. And just picture me sitting by myself.
Milo just wanted to dance with people.
I just wanted to dance some reggaeton. Like, this is not what I was looking for. And then the, like, girl from the club was like, hey, like, we would love for you to join. Like, come to our next meeting. And I was like, yeah, sure. Nope. Bye.
Maybe you should start a reggaeton dance club.
Maybe I should.
Would solve all your problems.
That would solve my problems.
Beyond that, if you join a club that you actually like, you can totally meet people. Camila and I are not specifically the people to talk to because Camila and I really didn't join any clubs. Right now, lots of clubs are looking for freshman representatives, and that's a great way to, you know, put something on your resume, meet all of the people on the e-board, become super involved. Something I did get involved in is my club that we helped, a few other people helped found the GW chapter of Leading Women of Tomorrow. And super fun for me. I love all the girls on the e-board. We have lots of fun events, and I know a few friends of ours are in UNICEF, No Lost Generation, the Feminist Student Union.
There are so many great clubs.
So just join clubs and meet people, because there's going to be really limited ways to do that in COVID. So yeah, take advantage of this time to do that.
I agree. Yeah.
And I guess my last sort of piece of advice is to literally say yes to everything, because people will invite you to do God knows what. And you never know if they're going to be your best friend. So always say yes to whatever they're going to say, because they might take you on an amazing adventure to Ultra to meet old guys. But you never know.
And then, like, I know many of you, especially if you're a freshman, like, you may be worried about making friends, or like, what if I don't like my friend group, or what if I haven't made friends right away? Or what if you feel lonely? Or, like, you feel like everyone knows each other and, like, you're an outcast.
Which they don't. Like, don't worry about that. That's the thing. No one knows each other.
Exactly. Everyone's, like, on the same train. Like, you're not alone. And if you ever do feel alone, just reach out to us, because we will be your friends.
Yeah, we want to literally be friends with everyone. Actually, Camila tells me every semester, she's like, oh, we can meet new people.
Yeah, we never meet new people. We suck. It's just like I said, I suck at meeting new people. Like, I'm already too comfortable with my friend group right now. Like, I'm like, I don't want to make the effort, but here's me making an effort. If you want to be my friend.
Be friends with us.
Reach out. So now... drum rolls. I forgot the word.
Please. Can we I'll drum roll for you, because you came up with most of these.
Okay. Meeting people in times of COVID-19.
That was really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so one great way is to just post on the Facebook group for your generation, like the 2022 would be the case for us. Ask people in what classes they are. I know some people have been doing, like, a spreadsheet for, like, adding a group me depending on the class so they can meet each other. And I think that's great.
It's a great idea.
That is a great idea. And, like, I know you said it's, like, not very personal. Like, you hate meeting people online, Catherine.
I hate meeting people, I think, in, a large setting, because obviously when we had, like, a class of 2022 Facebook Messenger thing, group chat, and there would be people who would talk on this Messenger thing with 800 people that were a part of it, like, having a conversation, which I just think is super weird.
But I know, you know what some people did to me? They would, like, in group me, you can personally DM someone from a group. So I know, like, a guy once, like, DM'd me from, like, the group we had for, like, our tour thing of our dorms. And I think that's really nice. You can always make a chat apart from, like, the big group chat.
It's just kind of sliding in on someone.
Yeah, sliding to their DMs. Wink, wink. But
But what are some good ways to do that? I feel like we should mention some good
okay, ways yeah. to sign and like in. Also, not only like wink wink, you want like you find someone hot, you want to slide into their DMs, but you can also slide into like friends' DMs, you know?
Oh, absolutely. We're only talking about friends here. Men are unimportant
or women, girls,
whatever you're interested in.
Exactly. But I guess in Zoom, I think a great advice is to just like you can chat privately with someone from the Zoom meeting. So like just mention something to them. Like if they just answered a question in class and you're like, oh, like he or she sounds really smart. So you just like message them privately, like, hey, would you like here's my Snap or my number or my Instagram, whatever. Like if you want to ever talk about the class or I need some help with something. And boom, there you go. Friendship.
Also, I feel like if you're like me, I have the world's worst resting bitch face. And if you can tell someone's extremely bored in a class, you can just DM them and be like, LOL, you look so...
Oh my God, wait, I love that. That's genius. Great. Yeah, I'm going to...
Because also, you're also bored. So,
yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to... I mean, at the same time, when people tell me I look, like, upset, I get kind of pissed. So... I don't know how,
but I mean, you can just be like, LOL, I know, but like, this is just my face.
Yeah. But you can just like bond over the fact that you also, you both hate online school. Cause who doesn't?
Yeah. I think that's great. Another great way. I know some people forget to turn their mics off. So if someone has their mic on and you know who they are, just be like privately, like, hey, like you have your mic on. Boom, friends.
Yeah, or you could also compliment someone, like Camila said, via Zoom.
I love your name on Zoom. I love your background. Great compliment.
I've actually never changed my background on Zoom before. I kind of want to try something new. Just be like, yole, yole, yole. And just pretend like I'm in the Swiss Alps. Everyone will probably think I'm a crackhead. Everyone will probably think I'm a crackhead. Yeah. Anyways, these are some solid ways. I'm honestly going to start hitting up people too. Sliding into DMs.
Sliding into the Zoom DMs. But also, don't talk a lot. I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure, professors can see private messages on Zoom or WebEx. Yeah,
when Camila told me that, I was so scared. But Camila also said that they have to search for it.
So. Yeah, can someone confirm? I'm not actually sure, but I've heard that before. So just watch out.
Anyways, moving on. Okay. Another great way, like we said, go to the online org fair because there is online org fairs, I'm sure, at every school and join a bunch of clubs because you're going to have tons of free time. You're not going to be doing anything. So just join a club.
Join a club.
Meet friends.
Yes.
Meet people.
Be active.
And people who already go to your school because they already know what's fun and you don't have to be like one of the freshmen who just doesn't know what they're doing like we were.
Maybe have a Zoom meetup party if you find people that you like or like if you want people or like, oh my God, you can have like a Zoom study session party.
Yeah, that would be cool. And whoever you invite, they probably also know people and they can invite other people so you can meet friends through them. It can turn into a
wait thing. That's so exciting. I'm excited to start. Maybe class
we could host a
yeah Zoom, let's just Zoom for all our listeners, let's just host a Zoom meetup
and also take advantage of this time to hit people up on Instagram,
yeah,
Twitter.
It's less Facebook. Weird now.
Yeah, it's less weird. And also like if it goes awkward, then just don't be friends with them. It's not really that deep.
But like also, like now, thanks to online school, you can see the names of everyone in your class. So you can just like be a psycho and look them up in social media and then follow.
Also,
them.
There might be like a few people that are kind of like mutual followers. Just be
yeah.
Like, oh, it just showed up, whatever.
Exactly.
Anyways, yeah, just the ultimate thing to do when you're worried about making friends is to just relax.
Exactly.
Because it will happen eventually. So yeah, just trust the process.
I think that's all. It.
Anyways, closing take. Thank you for listening to Fireballing
Through College.
I want to go back to our ASMR thing.
Fireball. I just think, I don't think we're good at it. Thank you everyone for listening. If you have any questions, let us know. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram to get exclusive content on our amazing pictures. in videos.
Exclusive content. I feel like all of the people that are listening already follow our Instagram.
We don't know. Anyway, just follow our Instagram, Fireballing Through College.
Just do it. Just listen to the episode. Just be our friends, okay? just watch our meme page. Like, it's expanding. Our meme page is, our meme game is growing.
It is growing.
If, as you will continue to learn about me, my meme skills are actually probably the lowest that I've ever met. And the fact that I'm producing real quality memes right now with the help of Camila, I'm really proud of
myself. You're welcome. You're welcome, listeners.
So follow our meme page. Yeah, like us, subscribe, give us a rate.
Yes.
If you have Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts.
Apparently that's important. So if you want to do us a solid, that would be
fantastic. Yes.
And we will see you next
Monday. Have a great start of school. Love you all.
Yeah, this will be the first day of school. First day of school.
Yeah. So yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.